From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europeans confront a major migration crisis. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel was booed by protesters Wednesday, opposed to the flood of migrants seeking asylum in Germany and other parts of Europe. Ms. Merkel was visiting the city of Heidenau near the Czech border, where demonstrators are reacting to Europe's biggest migration crisis since the Second World War. She denounced those who, she says, display shameful and repulsive treatment of refugees. Migrants fleeing war, persecution, and poverty in the Mideast and Afghanistan surged across the Serbian border into Hungary, where a border fence is being erected to control the flow of migrants. The hardest-hit countries of Greece and Italy have urged other members of the European Union to do more to share the burden. Meanwhile, rescuers on the Mediterranean Wednesday saved thousands more migrants coming from Africa, but at least 55 perished in the perilous journey. As promised, South Sudanese President Salva Kiir signed a peace agreement meant to end nearly 20 months of fighting between government forces and rebels led by his former deputy Riek Machar. But Mr. Kiir expressed reservations during a ceremony in Juba.
There is now fighting today, and that fighting was uncalled for. The commanders fighting in the field, what do they want to achieve? Or what do they want to show us? The message is very clear that what we are doing here is not accepted by the other side.
The government has previously objected to power-sharing provisions, calls to demilitarize the capital Juba and putting foreign peace monitors in South Sudan. The U.S. welcomed the deal as a first step toward ending the conflict, but cautioned it would take hard work to implement it. The conflict has killed thousands and driven millions from their homes. This is VOA News.